the French women's national soccer team will be back in action tomorrow. They're playing Sweden in a consolation match at the Women's World Cup in Germany. Both teams were beaten at the semifinal stage. The big match is on Sunday. That's when the U.S. will take on Japan in the Women's World Cup final. The Japanese team's unexpected success at the tournament is providing welcome relief for many people back home. It's a distraction from the ongoing struggle to recover from the devastating earthquake and tsunami back in March. Hirofumi Nakano is a radio broadcaster with J-Wave, one of Tokyo's biggest FM stations. Now, Mr. Nakano, I heard about the rejoicing at the Fukushima power plant among the workers there when their former co-worker, Karina Maruyama, scored the winning goal against Germany last week. The TEPCO workers said she and the women's team gave them the strength and will to keep the cleanup operation going at the plant. It must have been huge news for Japan as a whole. How big a story is Sunday's match in Japan right now?
It's huge. I mean, not only on the sports news, but also the regular TV news or radio news. Everyone started talking about women's football and women's World Cup in Germany.
I know when I was there in June and May, the news was constantly the cleanup operation and how much radiation was leaking from the Fukushima plant. This is a bigger story now than that.
That's correct. Mm. And sometimes, you know, my friends and I sometimes discuss on what good soccer games and what good soccer teams could give us. And sometimes, you know, they could give us excitement. Sometimes they could give us happy moments. And this time, yes, they give us hope. Mm. Do you remember, you know, back in the 50s, I think, for men's soccer, when West Germany's victory in the World Cup gave its people hope for the reconstruction of the country, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in Japan, yes, this is another hope.
How much do you think the earthquake and tsunami and the current nuclear crisis are actually pushing the Japanese women's team to bring back a trophy and some good news for the country? Do you think it's actually feeding them?
I think so, because according to some Japanese newspapers, I think before the game with Germany, so it's about a week ago, an hour or 2 hours, you know, before the game started, before the kickoff, Japanese coach actually showed some videotapes to its players, and the video was actually about Japanese TV news covering the Fukushima nuclear plants.
Wow.
And the Japanese newspaper actually reported most of the Japanese players, they're really crying in tears. And then, I think emotionally, they got united.
Wow. So you're saying that the Japanese coach thought that by showing them these awful pictures of what happened in the north of Japan, that would motivate them even more to get a win.
Yes. So I think, you know, they have their own models these days. I mean, every time they play, they say, for our people.
Who's the one player on the Japanese team we should watch here in the United States on Sunday?
Absolutely, Sawa, who's wearing number 10. She came to play in the United States about 10, 11 years ago. And when she played for the Atlanta, I was in Boston as well. And when she and her team came to Boston, I had a chance to talk to her for the interview at the Nickerson Field. And around that time, she was still struggling physically in the United States. But now, she's got more experiences. And I think she's the number one player, absolutely, in Japan.
It's going to be a great game. It's going to be a fast game. The passing game is going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Hirofumi Nakano is a radio broadcaster with J-Wave in Tokyo. Thanks very much.
Thanks.